We gon' walk it out and move on days. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up. And I do it 1,008 times again. And I'll silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance, bring it to its feet.
Good morning, beautiful, beautiful Bolivar, West Virginia. You're listening to Recovery Radio, and I am your host, James Boyd. That song you were just listening to was by Andrea Day. It's called Rise Up, We Rise Up. You know, I'm so excited this morning to bring to you Recovery Radio and all that's happening around the community. I'm optimistic, very optimistic. You know, I'm so optimistic that I came up with a kind of a new language that I'm going to incorporate into my daily routine to hashtag stay stops. I'm relaxing right now. Relaxing. That means I'm working and relaxing. Relaxing. What do you think about that, John? We're going to come up with a whole new language.
Wait a minute. We're relaxing.
We're relaxing. We're relaxing. Work laxing.
I don't know. I might like gonna be lax.
Gonna be.
Go ahead.
That's a tongue twister.
Of course, you got to be careful with laxing because you, you might get confused with a laxative or something.
Some people do.
Depends on where you.
Laxative. Where you put the talking smack.
Well, it depends on what you put the emphasis on the word, I suppose. You know, like, okay.
Word-laxing.
Word-laxing. I like it. Okay, but...
Well, what about this one? Qualibution.
The qualibution.
Quality contributions.
I like that.
Qualibutions.
As a con.
Yeah. If you got a word that you'd like to submit to this dialogue here on Recovery Radio, so just send me an email at the BOY.
I mean, there's people that are really good at this. They can come up with the words like, you know.
You know, I interviewed a lady on WRNR a couple of years back. Her name was Debbie. And she has a business that's called Artfully Chosen Words.
Right.
And I don't know if you're familiar
it's a gift.
Artfully Chosen Words. And some of the words that have been chosen, like, what about the one Kofifi? Nobody's ever tracked that one down yet, right? You remember that?
I'm not sure I want to.
All right. Well, can you tell us why?
I'm not sure there's a bottom to the cesspool that guy's personality or, you know, mind. I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it could be, he saw a young child being roasted somewhere and thought it was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he called it Covfefe. Be anything.
It could be anything.
I mean, or it could be, you know, a poodle that he stepped on and killed when he was a kid.
Uh-huh. Well, so it could be anything. So what about relaxing? Could that be anything?
Well, I mean, I think
relaxing.
Because you got the R in there, I think I think you do come up with relaxing and say, oh, well, what's relaxing? No, I think you got people hooked a little bit on, well, what does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's where you're.
That's good for dialogue. That's radio, isn't it?
So yeah, you know, but you're trying to say working and relaxing.
Working and relaxing at the same time. Okay, qualibution. Qualibution, what do you think?
I don't know, because, you know, qualibution.
Sounds like an alien, or sound like somebody from a, that might
be
illegal.
Like a new form, and it sounds like a new form of execution, you know, like, we're going to qualibute you. What?
Yeah. What was your qualibutions for today,
your quality contributions, but you might have contributed something not so good quality, then again,
we want to know about those too, so that we can beat them down.
Okay,
we can beat them back to the trash, negativity. So I work in recovery, and I'm trying to come up with something to say about what people, the regimens that people can use in their daily life. You know, because when I stopped getting high, I had to change directions completely. You know, I had to start feeding myself a language that was conducive and that motivated my behavior, conducive to good quality contributions to my community.
What do you think that role that exercise plays?
In recovery?
Well, or not so much maybe not there, but staying stopped. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, my ability to quit smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
I must have tried, I don't know how many times. Okay. And I finally stopped, and I usually make up a story. It's not entirely made up. I mean, my daughter, you're going to kill me, Daddy, you know, kind of thing, you know.
Secondhand smoke she was talking
about. Yeah, she's learning that in school, about second grade by that time, right? And so I said, oh, Christ, you know. So I finally gave it up, okay? Finally. But one thing I was doing a lot, I was, like, getting up every morning and I was running, you know, a mile or two or whatever.
Okay.
And usually after I did that, you know, it sort of, like, put the Jones on nicotine in the back door for, you know, maybe a few hours. And so, because the big problem is you got to get over if you get over the nicotine. I mean, here's an example of medically assisted
treatment. Yeah.
Treatment is that people who eat, like my wife, a Nicorette gum.
Uh-huh. Is it working for it?
Well, yeah, it keeps her from smoking cigarettes, which is the worst thing to do, okay? But on the other hand, I mean, she's still addicted to nicotine. The thing's the gum's loaded with nicotine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It's like kind of like, I don't know, cigarette methadone or something.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. So a lot of things to consider.
Well, yeah, because, you know, now I go all over the house and I find, you know, tens of these little... she puts them in these little capsules they come in, the Nicorette gums.
Oh, okay.
I keep finding them.
The gum comes in a capsule now?
Well, it comes in, you know, kind of like a... A lot of those are like Chiclets. They'll come in a...
Oh, yeah. Oh, right, right.
Some
right,
of them
right.
will keep come them, in like a capsule. Yeah, right. yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, but...
Isn't that,
so anyway, there's an example. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard, but just getting over the addiction is tough because, you know, what happens if you're without gum?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, you'll probably, you know, light up a...
Yeah, you start scrounging
Marlboro
around,
or something.
Or rolling something up, Marlboro tobacco. Remember those guys back in the Cowboys, I guess we see it on TV, where they would roll their own cigarettes and light them up, and they were just fine, you know. But
right.
Yeah, you got the people now, they have to have a filter on the tip. That's because somebody came up with that idea and put it out into the community.
Well, you can smoke a lot more cigarettes and buy a lot more, too, if you'd have a tip on it.
Okay, if you got the filter.
But you don't have to... Well, yeah, plus they wanted to sell to a lot of women who didn't, you know, one of the things about mainline cigarettes is that when you smoke one, you smell like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. And, you know, the women didn't usually like to dig that much,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What do you smell like? I smell like I've been chewing tobacco mm-hmm. all day. Well, you know.
So
you're not likely to get a marriage proposal today.
So the marketing.
I think
it
so.
Was the marketing that
and then they remember
that.
They had Virginia Slims, right? And
they were sexy cigarettes.
Sexy cigarettes,
yeah.
And I'd walk a mile for a Camel.
Yeah. What happened to the guy that created the cigarette holder?
Cigarette holder, you know, like Marlena Dietrich in those World War II movies, you know, or you know.
Yeah. So we're starting off pretty good, John, with our qualibutions for
well,
the
I'm
day.
Well, I'm saying addiction is tough to kick.
You're qualibuting.
So I just wondered though if we gave everybody that had stopped and was trying to stay stopped, you know, a gym membership, would that help?
Yes, that would absolutely help. I take one of those.
You know,
Saturdays and Sundays preferably because of all of my.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you get out there. That's what I'm trying to do these days. I get out to the gym.
Did you go to the gym this morning?
Yes, I did.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have a chance to shower. I ran back here. You know.
Oh, okay. So am I? You know what? We need to adjust that because I want you to get your full.
Well, no, just my. It was all not had nothing to do with you. It had to do with procrastination by me.
Okay. Okay, I got it. So you did get back in time to shower.
No. Well, no, not really. I got up. I piddled around the house too late, and I didn't leave until, like, you know, 8 o'clock. So, I mean, I got back here at 10:30, something like that.
That's a pretty good contribution. Yeah. So your qualitybutions are today. John went and worked out.
Well,
so,
that's right.
So addiction, staying stopped, the healthy part of it, the healthy living is definitely a part of it, you know, and that's a perfect segue into apologizing to my listening audience this morning because I promised you that a gentleman would be coming on, and his name is Ryan Jones. He's a great author. He lives out in California, and he was going to come on and talk about the book that he wrote and his transformation and his ability to get into recovery and stay stopped. And it's a different kind of addiction, so it's a brilliant. So he's coming. He's coming to us. You just have to be a little more patient. But I'm going to invite you to go to Amazon and download or purchase his book. It's called The Age of Wonderful Nonsense. The Age of Wonderful Nonsense. So if you think about the title, and I'm not going to give it away, I'm going to allow Ryan to come on in the following weeks and talk to you about his book and his number of books. And he's a great author, and he's a motivational speaker, and he's in recovery. And so I'm happy to announce that he is planning to come on to the show. And so my next thing this morning is, you know, I loved Andrea Day and the record that, she, you know, her voice, it just has a message for you. And you know, I just love playing her song. I was going to present that song to Mr. Ryan this morning, but he didn't come on. So let me talk a bit about what's going on in the community and start you off with my recovery day. And I say that I enjoy relaxing, working and relaxing. And so I'm down in my spot with Stay Stopped. And there's a new language in town and a new feeling it brings. Stay Stopped. Judge B. Benjamin gets it. Judge Brent Benjamin, he gets it. He said, and I'm pretty confident about the community. and Stay Stopped and Werlax. Okay, here's another one for you. Qualibution. Quality of contributions is my focus today. Hashtag Stay Stopped. You get an A and you get an A. Let's all come home with an A today. Check your qualibutions as a prescription available right here on Recovery Radio. And I invite you to tune in. You can listen live if you just go to your phone and type in www.enlightenradio.org. And you go to the tabs and you go to Advanced Podcasts. And you click on the play button and you can talk to us live while we're taping the show. And I invite you to do that. I want to share with you also tonight in Berkeley County in War Memorial Park, they're going to have the National Night Out Against Crime. And they did it last year. Actually, my granddaughter won a bicycle last year in the giveaway part of that that event. And it's a night out, and it's the Martinsburg Police Department presents this in the park every year. And it's an opportunity for the community to come out and meet their local police officers and their neighbors. And there'll be free miniature golf, free swimming, music, hot dogs, soda, and snacks, and police and fire, youth explorers, family fun. They're going to have to pull out all the stops tonight for you folks. So just come out. And that's from 6:30 to 9 p.m. in War Memorial Park in Martinsburg, West Virginia. Just come on out. And I'm going to be manning a table, yours truly, with United Way of the Eastern Panhandle, who I have just recently been accepted and nominated as a member of the board of directors for the United Way of Eastern Panhandle. So I'm really excited about that. Come out and stop by the table. You'll see me sitting over there with my beautiful wife and hopefully the same granddaughter, because I think she's looking to win something again this year. But last year it was a lot of fun. We were dancing and just cutting up, and everybody was just having a good time meeting the police officer and talking. Kudos to Police Chief Maury Richards for being a part and creating this great event. And also for me, on Saturday, August the 11th, starting at 11 a.m., come to the Back to School Party in Jefferson Memorial Park. That's 400 Forest Avenue, Charlestown, West Virginia. And it starts at 11 a.m., and there's going to be a cookout, free swimming again. We're getting all the swimming in that we can do, because the season is, summer season is coming to a close. They're going to be basketball tournaments. All you, everybody out there that that can jump and shoot, shoot basketball hoops, and there's going to be tournaments out there. Be school supplies, giveaways, and much more. The Recovery Radio will be out there. Broadcasting live and interviewing people in the community. Just find out what your concerns are. How do you feel about the school year going forward? You know, that's a really good conversation that we should have as a community. And, you know, just to get out in front of things when the school year starts, so we can make sure that what happened last year will only get better. I'm not going to say that it's not going to happen, because the people who make waves are not done making waves, and so we might have to go through that. But we're going to start our kids off with the right set of so they can go to school relaxing, you know, because school is a hardship now in a lot of cases, because they have to be so wary of things. You know, they have to go through. We had fire drills when I was coming along, John. What about you? Now they got the drills for everything, you know, shooter.
Get under your desk, like active shooter. I remember we had to get under our desk in case of a nuclear attack.
And what year were you born?
That would be 19. I was in grade school, what, 19? I was born in 46.
In 1946, and you had those kinds of drills?
Well, not when I was born.
Around 56.
But I remember, my memory of it is in like third grade, after we moved to Arlington, Virginia, fourth grade, probably, right in there.
Yeah.
So that would have been like, I don't know, like 54 or something, like 55 maybe, somewhere in there.
Yeah, you know, if something like that would have happened when I was going to school, I probably would have gotten blown up because I stayed in the principal's office all the time, sitting in the corner.
Well, no, you'd be just fine. He probably had a hardened office, you know.
Oh, yeah. If I'm in the presence of the leadership, I might be protected. But
they might have a bunker.
Sometimes the leadership will throw you under the bunker. He might throw you under the bus.
I know.
He put me out.
Why don't you take the bullet for me? Kind of thing.
I got some skin in the game, and it's yours.
Exactly.
It's your skin that I got in the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to get out in front of this. Just come on out and have an interview. And guess what? If you're of the age that John and I are, we remember double Dutch jump rope back in those days. The girls doing the double Dutch jump. And the guys are doing it now. I didn't see too many back in when I was growing up in the 60s, early 60s. Wow. They made us turn the rope. My sister would just make me turn. Or if there was a girl jumping and that I liked, I would turn the rope for them. And they would get mad if you didn't turn it right.
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, otherwise they're going to trip.
They're going to trip up.
So right.
There's going to be a double Dutch championship team. And these kids are really, and their leader, Layla Little, she is an amazing young lady. And she has started a number of schools on the East Coast for double Dutch training. And it's filled with nutritional advice. They have a nurse on staff, a nutritionist, a person that, what do you call it? They have a therapist.
A nurse or a therapist.
Yeah, they have all the things for the kids.
Social worker.
Yeah, they work with the schools, and they do this double Dutch. And so I've been challenged. A few people on my social media page have promised that they were going to come out because it's a audience participation event. To where you get to show your skills as a double Dutch person. And I'm looking to see some of these 50-some ladies that were talked about. And if you don't show up, you know who you are. If you don't show up, I'm going to call you out on social media. I'm going to write something and say you didn't show up because of X, Y, and Z. You know, I might consult the president as to what to say to you and about you.
Oh, God.
What do you think, John? They're going to shut me down.
You're going to consult Trump about what to say about something?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I had an attack of lunacy just now. What do you think?
I think you, well, if you did that, I don't know.
Well, we're not. Recovery Radio is not a political platform here. We try not to. But it's so hard because everything that's going on is just a part of everybody's life. But I believe and I know and I see and I feel that there's such a paradigm shift going on in the country and indeed in the world today. And if you're mindful enough, you can feel the earth move under your feet. That was a song. Who was that? Who sung that?
Earth Move Under My Feet.
If you know the answer, give us a call.
Carole King.
Carole King. What's that call-in number, John? Can you give it over the air? I like the way you say it.
Enlightenedradio.org.
And what's the phone number?
Oh,
304-885-0708.
304-885-0708.
304-885-0708.
Right. Call in and we'll
Enlighten Radio. We'll answer your question or argue with you about
it. We have the phone on right now.
It's
so
on,
it's, somebody does call in. Yeah. We'll
I noticed
get it.
That Dr. Hastings is chiming, and he usually listens every week when he can. He's an ER doctor. He works tirelessly over there at the hospital, man, because there's so many people coming in suffering some substance use and disorder, and he's trying to treat people, and he's trying to get his colleagues on board, and I mean, but it's getting better, Doc. I mean, I want you to not get frustrated, because I can see the looks on your face sometimes when you're just coming in and talking to folks. You know, he came, my wife, was in the hospital last week, and while we were waiting, Dr. Hastings came in and talked to us, and I appreciated that. I appreciate him. And so that's why I say I have a lot of confidence in my community. And so the back-to-school party in the park, I want you to come out on August the 11th at 11 a.m. in Jefferson Memorial Park, 400 Forest Avenue in Charlestown, West Virginia, and sit down for an interview. And the Double Dutch team, and we're going to have DJ Blaze spinning, he's on the one and twos. He's coming out, and these people are doing these things for free for Recovery Radio and the community of Jefferson County and Berkeley County. And I have a special treat, not just the Double Dutch community, but Thomas, the comedian, Thomas the Red. He'll be there. I see
now,
that smile.
I don't know him.
Do I know him? You know, that's one of my, that's a
Thomas
secret
the Red.
Weapon. Thomas the Red. You got to pull him up on YouTube. Thomas the Red.
Now, why is he, what is he? I mean, is he like
he's a
comedian?
Stand-up comedian, and he comes dressed like a Viking.
Thomas the Red.
Thomas the Red. Pull him up, John, and talk to our people about what you find, because you got to come out and experience this guy.
Thomas,
I met him when he was a young teenager working with his mother at the VA hospital in East Orange, New Jersey. And I met Thomas, and she would bring him to work with her and Nurse Margaret, who was his mother, and Thomas would be filing. He was a very bright young guy, and he would be filing away, but he...
This doesn't look like Thomas the Red.
Okay, what do you get? You got a train or some cartoon?
I got some cartoon. Thomas Sigurdsson.
Okay.
Thomas, okay, anyway. Yeah. Thomas Sigurdsson.
Yeah, I want you
anyway,
to
he's a comedian, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so what is he going to tell? Does he specialize in a certain kind of humor, or is he all purpose? You know?
No, he's all purpose, but he's going to specialize, because we're talking about the kids here, and he's conditioning his act to support the youngsters, the youth.
Right. So he's not going to be telling blue jokes and
No. He is very interesting. Matter of fact, I want you to be surprised, so I don't want to tell you too much about it, but I want you to look at it. But Thomas the Red, he has a very, very unique
Thomas
performance.
The Red, maybe about
his name
the
is comedian. His name is Thomas Sigurdsson, Sigurdsson. And he is a performer, and he comes out as a Viking. He has in one of his
skits. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. He has $10,000 worth of equipment on that's his costume. He has $10,000 worth of equipment on to come out and do 30 minutes worth of acting, and he's only taking donations, but there's no charge. It's free to the public. And he wants to come here and do performances regularly in our schools, because he was bullied as a child, if you can believe it. This is a big guy, too.
Wow.
Yeah, and so he went and took up martial arts, and I think he's a veteran. He has a lot of components. But the thing, there he is. The thing that amazes me is how it ties into my life as a person who suffered from substance use disorder and have been in remission for over 8,000 days.
Okay.
This guy's mother is my nurse. And she treated me when I first went into the VA hospital, stumbling and tripping over myself, trying to get Percocets from her. As a matter of fact, all the veterans tried to bully Margaret, but Margaret wasn't having it. Oh, man. But I tell you, the way things work out when you have community support, when you have support from people who actually know how to treat you and how to show you a better way of life, is just amazing. Because I have, Margaret is, we're still in touch with one another. I talked to her just the other morning, and she was my nurse for like since 19... Probably 87, something like that. Probably 92. I met Margaret. But yeah, we're still in touch. As a matter of fact, she's been to my home in West Virginia. She came to a fundraiser that I hosted at the Purple Iris, and where we met with... what's her name? The Secretary of State.
Oh, Natalie Tennant.
Madeleine Albright, yeah.
Oh, Madeleine Albright, National Secretary of State.
Yeah,
she came,
and so Margaret, you know, she definitely puts boots on the ground. I got to give a shout out to her. But, yeah, the Back to School is hosted, actually, by LaShawna Roberts, and that's going to be in the park. And I'm so excited about that because of the lineup. LaShawna Roberts and a good friend now who was just elected to the Board of Education, Athena, we all got to, you know, Athena told me about Lashana. Lashana contacted me, and everything is a go. And then I started asking around for people to sponsor different segments of this event. And big shout out to Tony Russo. I hope Tony's not upset. I'll give his name out over the air, but he's a good friend of mine. Tony Russo and a host of other. Debbie Gray is doing amazing things in the incarcerated population. And Debbie is the one that put me in touch with Ryan, who is writing books. And so Debbie is, hopefully she'll be out there on Saturday and give us an interview and tell us about sober services. That's where, you know, we're in the, going into the ERJ, the Eastern Regional Jail, and finding rehab places for people when they go to court, so that the judges can understand that, you know, everybody does not need to be locked up. But it's a process, but it's a process that's happening all across the country. Like I said, Judge Benjamin, he gets it. Judge Benjamin, I was so excited to, when he ran for office last year, or year before last, I believe it was, I went and did a commercial for him about the drug court, and he was in support of the drug court, and so he lost the election. However, it seems that the folk who were elected are being indicted as we speak. And so the community, the state of West Virginia, is encouraging Judge Brent Benjamin to run again. And I believe that Brent Benjamin gets it about drug addiction and substance abuse and help not handcuffs in the drug court. And they discontinued the youth juvenile drug court. I worked with Judge Greenberg as a mentor in the juvenile drug court, and they discontinued that program. And the adult drug court, a lot of the judges in there, they're starting to come around. They get it, you know. And so Judge Hammer.
Why did they discontinue it?
Well, it was all about the bottom line. And I don't know what the bottom line. I know what my bottom was when I was coming out of addiction. But there's a bottom line that they talk. It's an accounting term. I think it has to do with money, John. What do you think?
I'm absolutely positive that it does.
Are you positive? If anybody else is as positive about that as John and myself, give us a call.
Right. So they had to cut it. They had to give the money to somebody else.
Yeah, I got some skin in the game, and it's yours, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to put money in the game, and it's yours. It's your money, you know, but I'm going to take mine off the top. But I think that, you know, the community gets it. They're starting to come around. And so I just want to encourage everybody, especially if you're struggling with addiction, or if you have people who are struggling with addiction. You know, a lady reached out to me. Well, she reached out to John on the email, and it's called Tam, the Addict's Mom. It's a group, and this lady is from Texas, and she reached out to Recovery Radio, and she was she was very interested in getting Recovery Radio started in her little town in Texas, where she says that people are really dying in that area as well from drug addiction. But the part about it that's not being talked about is the mothers who are suffering with these people who are struggling with substance abuse, and people who have lost loved ones to substance abuse. And her story, her letter that was written to me, is so moving. And so I invited her on the show, so she's going to be coming. I think I have a caller, and I'm so excited about that. Let's see who we got here. Hello, caller. Are you there? Give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Jason Hess. I'm calling from Martinsburg, West Virginia.
Hey, Jason. I think I talked to you last night on Facebook. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you did.
You're a DJ, right?
Yes.
Yeah, my kind of guy. My kind of guy. What kind of music do you prefer, Jason?
I prefer like 80s. 80s rock. Movie. Country.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, Jason Aldean. Yeah. You ever listen to iHeartRadio?
Yes, I do.
Oh, man. You know, I got my hands on that Fire Stick, and it has the remote. It has the microphone, and you can just tell it what you want to hear, and it'll come across your television. I love it, man. I was listening to some, sitting there meditating on some country music the other day, and I was doing some work on my laptop. And, you know, I mean, I just love those stories, man, with country music. So tell me why you're calling me this morning, Jason. You got something you want to add or comment on?
I think we should find a way to bring like a big musician, like a big country artist, or mm-hmm. maybe a big 80s band that I know there's some around, bring them into like the city of Martinsburg and maybe some big event place, and maybe trying to bring people into Martinsburg instead of letting them see all the bad stuff that happens in Martinsburg. Try to bring a crowd in and see what, so they can see what Martinsburg is actually all about. And me, I'm a big military supporter, so mm-hmm. I like to see somebody like a Toby Keith or mm-hmm. somebody like that.
Yeah, yeah. So we can get together and figure out how to contact these folks. Hey, Jason, how about you coming out to the park on Saturday, man, sitting down for an interview, and we can put the plan together? How much do you think something like that would cost to get it started? You know, you have to have some seed money to get the venue and, you know, get all the contracts to get the sound and, you know, and get the artists in place. And then they got to have, you know, hotel and travel and, of course, you know, we have to have advertising. That's kind of what I do, to put together the advertisements. And so what do you think? Tell me, how would you start something like that?
I might see if we can get some donations, or maybe a place will let us have it there for free. And like half the proceeds would, some of the proceeds would go to the musician, or whoever we bring in, and the other half could go to like the military, like the VA or something like that, for a good cause, you know what I mean? And just get some support around Martinsburg.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So what area are you from, Jason? You from the Martinsburg area?
I used to live in Martinsburg, and I moved to Spring Mills.
Now I
live in Spring Mills now.
So. Good, good, good. Spring Mills is coming along pretty good, huh? They're going to have to get the buses out there pretty soon, right?
Oh, yeah. It's growing. It's growing fast up here in Spring Mills.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of quick questions, man, so we can kind of put some conversation together that's meaningful about this event. And because I like the idea. I like where you're going with that and what you're saying, because I noticed, too, that sometimes we decide to settle for mediocre, and the people who talks us into settling for mediocre, they hang around so much until it rubs off. And mediocre is what we've been getting. So I like what you're talking about. What is the venue that you would choose? Where would you have this concert?
Well, me personally, if you get like a big country singer, the Ranson Civic Center might be all right.
Yeah, I got the contact.
Apollo, it would be too small.
I got the contact.
But maybe at somewhere like the park, or maybe Shally Acres. I know they have a lot
now,
of things.
Shally, I love Shally. I love getting out, Shally. That would be a perfect. How much does he charge? You have any idea? Have you ever done any business with him?
No, I never done no business with him, but I know he has some like big rock concerts and out there. And some of them do support the military, and
mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a lot of, and so I know that there are a lot of people in the Berkeley and Jefferson County area who are musicians and who have live entertainment, people that are DJs. And so maybe we can get all of us around the table and start putting something together that's not so mediocre. And guess what? So you and I have made this contact. So I would say that, we've talked and we got a relationship. And so I'm going to be on the board of directors for the United Way. And I remember the United Way put on a really nice fundraiser concert before the in the living room down at the mall before they tore that place down. And guy came down. He did a great Frank Sinatra impersonation. I think he was on American Idol. Do you remember that? You recall that happening?
No, I don't actually recall that one.
Okay, so here's the thing. So it was right in your that's the marketing piece, Jason. That is something that we have to market. We have to, because you should have known this guy is great. And so by you being in the community, we did not reach you. But I'm going to encourage the United Way of the Eastern Panhandle to make sure that every citizen is aware. And I thank my good friend John Case for allowing me this platform, Jason, because this is another piece that we can add so we can get rid of mediocrity. Did I say mediocre? I must be hungry. I'm thinking about vegetables, Jason.
Right.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what you do, man. What is your spot? What's your, I come up with a new language and I want to share it with you and I want to ask you a question. Qualibution. What was it, John? Was it qualibutions? Quality contribution. What was it?
You said that. I don't know. Quality contribution. You're trying to get reduce the number of words, but get the same amount of punch.
Get the same amount of punch. Qualibution. You know, your quality contributions. And so we have to make sure that we touch bases often, and that. Right. You know, we decide that this is what we want. Because when I read your post yesterday, I think I responded right away, because it had a lot of truth in it. Man, I'm tired of riding up to D.C. and Baltimore to see a good concert. What about you?
Yeah, me too. Actually, I went to see Florida Georgia Line at Hershey Park last year. That's probably one of the best concerts I've been to in a long time.
But, so let me ask you something. Let's crunch some numbers. Florida Georgia Line in Hershey Park. Now, it takes you, what, $25 in gas to get there, right?
Yeah, about $25.
Okay, and then your tickets, the cost to get in the concert would what?
I bought four tickets. It cost me a little over $600.
Wow. So $600.
Yeah.
Bands. So we're gonna give a concert in Martinsburg, West Virginia, or either Jefferson County, West Virginia, and we're gonna take that $600, and we're gonna give you $540 of that back. You know what I mean? Right. That's what we're gonna do to the citizens of this community and put on a great concert, because there's enough people here to where if we market it right. That people can save a lot of money, and then you don't have to. Did you drink while you were at the concert?
Oh yeah, we drank some. And
did you? So did you stay overnight?
No, we didn't stay overnight.
Who drove back? Who drove back, Jason? Or maybe you took a helicopter up there. You didn't have to drive, or you took an Uber. How did you get there and back? Did you drive? Your family drove? Because somebody, no, I hope there wasn't no drunk driver in the car.
Actually, I drove all the way up.
Jason, wait a minute. Let's stop right back there. I don't want to have you getting arrested now. Well, no, the statute of limitations is over. I'm just joking with you.
That's like I told my wife yesterday. I said, I wish I had a bunch of money, because if I did, I'd buy one of these orchards just outside of Martinsburg. And I said, I would build a big arena with a big water park with go-kart tracks. She goes, why would you do that? I said, because the arena would bring the big top singers and country, rock, all that type, and would bring people in. I said, the water park would benefit the kids, because there ain't nothing for the kids to do in the city of Martinsburg. That's why a lot of kids are getting in trouble and in the go-kart track. Kids will have a field day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it to me, getting a little tongue tied here, that that you want to help out our kids, give them a place to go in the evenings, some entertainment that they can relate to, and keep them out of trouble and get the information to their families and friends about drug addiction and the pitfalls and the recidivism rate, the possibility of getting locked up, for, you know, for being addicted or behaving like most of us do when we are trying to get drugs. And it sounds like you're on that, you know, that mindset. You got kids?
Yes, I got two, one's 17 and one's 14.
And everybody's good?
Yeah, everybody's great, man.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
Like last year, now with my DJ business, what I do every year, I do a free benefit for cancer. It's a fight against cancer, all proceeds. We have raffles. We have big cornhole tournaments. I donate all my time for free. I DJ for free. And, like I said, all the proceeds for that, they go, like, it goes to the fight against cancer. And then, last couple of years, I did it's a bikers for against heroin.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do at Christmas time, all the bikers and different people, they bring a bunch of toys for, like, kids that has parents that's incarcerated or parents that can't afford to buy anything for their kids for Christmas, and people donate toys. And
yeah, that's with D, with
like
D Stollemeyer. You work with,
yes.
D? Work with D? Yeah. So
yes, I've been their DJ for the last 2 years for the Christmas event, and I donate all my time there for free.
Okay. The Bikers Against Heroin, that's the group you work with?
Yes.
Okay, you would know D Stollemeyer, right?
Yeah, she's a real good friend of mine on Facebook.
Yeah. I work with D a lot in City Hall and around, trying to get some activities just like you're talking about in our community, because one of the things that I try to enforce or try to deliver on Recovery Radio is, after rehab, then what? You know, we're getting all these facilities and these treatment programs going on. Well, what about the after rehab? When you come out, you need to be able to go to a concert that's not going to cost you $600. Right? I mean, so what kind of work
I
you
agree.
Do? You Secretary of State or something, earning that kind of money there? Well, I guess it was good for the family to go up there. Huh? You took your whole family? But that's a big piece of money for, for what was it, just one day?
Yeah, it was just one day event.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're my kind of guy, man.
But,
because you've been there, you've experienced that, and I don't think you want to just spend $600 every time you feel like going to a concert, right?
Right.
So most of the time here, if you don't already have the means, then entertainment is just something that is just a pipe dream for most of us, especially the people who are walking up and down dying of economic starvation. You know, they don't have the funds to do that. And then people get bored. And I think boredom was one of the really killers for me when I was trying to stop using. It was getting, when I got bored, I'd find something to do. And usually it was the wrong thing because, I didn't have money. And two, the things that I wanted to do, you know, didn't take much money for that particular moment. But when you add it up over 30 years, that's a lot of money going towards addiction, heroin addiction. Whereas, you know, if we could put together and pool our resources, I think we can come up with something nice. What do you think?
Yeah, I believe we can too.
Yeah. So thank you for calling, Jess. You got anything else you want to add before we let you go here? You talked about putting the concert together. What's your next step with that?
I got some contacts. I got some, my band friends on, Facebook, like Khaleesi's, Finding Dimes, and, much more. Like, they're all rock groups. And, I got one 80s group, and, it's got a new band that they asked me to, actually help do their sound for them, and they're a new, rock band called the Supertones.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard of them, you might want to check them out. They're actually from the Martinsburg area.
Okay.
They just released their new CD, so asked me to do their sound for them. So
okay, you're a good sound man. You're sound man.
But
yeah. Hey, what about Christian Lopez? You like his? He puts on a pretty good concert. You know, Christian.
Yeah, I really never heard his concert yet, but I'm sure I will here surely. I know he's from Martinsburg too, I believe.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, once we can do stuff and have people donate the time and the energy and the equipment, then maybe we can do something for people who are less fortunate than we are. And you know, that's my aim here on Recovery Radio, not only to be able to have a conversation about drug addiction, but to come up with some solutions about how to get people into a place where they want to stay stopped, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So do you, in your area, because I'm from Spring Mills area as well. We got some pretty good places up there where they're trying to open up new businesses, like behind the Domino's over there. That's a nice area. Yeah. They got some empty commercial properties over there, right?
Right.
What about? So my guy that's coming out on Sunday to the back to school party in the park, I'd like you to meet him. His name is Thomas the Red. His name's Thomas Sigurdsson. He's a stand-up comedian. And he's interested in partnershiping with us here in the Eastern Panhandle to, you know, do some stand-up comedy in some venues. And so there you go. We can put that. If you get a chance, just look him up. I'll tell you what you do, Jason. Make sure you email me so we can make this contact. I got you on Facebook. And I want you to send me some of your links, and I'll send you some of mine. And we won't let this fire go out, because you sound like you're very passionate about that from your post last night. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely passionate, man. I'm just getting tired of seeing kids not be able to do nothing, or you know, people in Martinsburg getting shot or stabbed or drugs or whatever it is. It just, there's a lot of stores that's going out of Martinsburg, but they ain't bringing nothing in. So we got to bring in the people somehow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, without the people, there is no Martinsburg. And, you know, it seems that, I think that Charlestown is, I don't know, I'm not there as much as I am in Martinsburg, but it seems like small town America is being hit the hardest by this drug epidemic, and because there's nothing actually to do that people really like to do. I mean, you know, it's okay going to the museums and going down to Harper's Ferry and hitting the trails, and it's okay to go to the flea markets. But when you have to go and spend $600 to take your wife to a nice live concert, I mean, you have to have that kind of money. And I don't know where people are getting it from. Not working at Walmart, I can guarantee you that.
Right.
And, you know, and so we're having a back-to-school party. It's kick off the school year. You got kids in school? You said you had one 17.
Both my kids go to Spring Mills.
Yeah. So they're getting ready to come out into the world, right? They're getting ready to graduate. Somebody should be, if he's 17, he should be graduating this year, huh? Or next?
It'd be next year for him.
Okay. Yeah. So I have them too, grandkids and everybody, and I want to make sure that we cultivate the community in a way that our kids and families are able to grow and not leave. I think most people are getting out of school and just leaving West Virginia. What do you think? I ain't going to say West Virginia. I'm going to say Martinsburg and Jefferson and Berkeley County, because that's all I know. Since I've been here 16 years, I've only experienced the two counties. What do you think? Are they leaving?
Yeah, I think the same thing, man.
And why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know if it's, you know, with the drug issues or people's afraid. And me and my wife, we lived in Martinsburg for a long time. And there's some times that my kids were even afraid to come outside because there would be drug dealers outside. And I never been around drugs. She never been around drugs. So I don't want my kids around it. You know what I mean? It's just, so we moved out of Martinsburg into Spring Mills, and everybody's much happier now, and you know, got a place we call home.
Yeah, well,
Well, I think everybody has the same opinion.
Yeah. But I think that one of the things is that Spring Mills is getting bigger, Jason. And there's more people now than it was, say, 5 years ago, right?
Right.
It's gotten much larger. So,
So
the drugs and the drug dealing is, Spring Mills is not immune. It's just so subtle. And the progression is not realized until it's right on top of you. And so the vibe that I'm getting from you is that you're the kind of man that feels like when you see that your neighbor's house is on fire, you don't wait until the fire reaches your house to go out and help put it out. And so the lack of social activity in these counties is like that fire. And once it gets right on top of us, I mean, it's on top of us already. Just Spring Mills is just starting to feel it a little bit, I believe. Because before it wasn't, we're known as the Little Baltimore. I mean, how do you get branded? That's like, you don't want to wear that as a badge of honor. And how bad is Baltimore? Do we know?
Right.
I'm not going to. Somebody's trying to call me. But yeah, Jason, I appreciate you calling in. But said, just get me that information. I'm going to reach out to you on Facebook again. And we kind of collaborate. And feel free to call in. I'm here every Tuesday, as you know, from 12 to noon. And just call that number. Invite your friends to call in and let's start to collaborate and talk about what we can do. I mean, it's time for most of us who say we want to help to put up or shut up. And I'm realizing that there are more people, like you said earlier about the positive things in our counties. I think that there are more people who are not our adversaries. There are more people who are for change than there are people who are against it. There are more people who are allies than there are adversaries in this war on, substance abuse. And I'm not going to call it a war because, it's a disease that's going on and it's reaching into homes and it's getting to Spring Mills and beyond. It's just that it's so subtle. And as a person who recognizes when the fire is ablaze, I'm ready to help put it out. And it sounds like you are as well. Okay, Jason, yes, we got about 2 minutes. We're going to close out with a really nice song, man. So I want you to stay right there and listen to Marvin Gaye as he talks about what's going on. And you have a great week. I hope to see you on Saturday, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Thanks for calling, Jason.
You're welcome.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see, sister, oh, what's going on. Right.
sight. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on.